Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus in our 45th devotional in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 47. What will life be like after the resurrection? Here's Luke chapter 20, verses 34 to 36. The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. That's Luke chapter 20, verses 34 to 36 from the ESV. What is heaven like? How can we know? What is life like for those who have died? What will life be like after Jesus returns and the day of resurrection happens? The truth is, the Bible doesn't tell us as much as we'd like to know about these kinds of questions. Why not? Well, the Bible isn't written to tell us everything we want to know about God and eternity. It tells us what we are to believe about God and what God requires of us. In other words, the Bible gives us everything we need to know to live a life of grace-empowered faith and obedience. Some people have not been content with the relative lack of information from the Bible concerning heaven and the eternal state in the new heavens and the new earth. This is why books claiming to report people's visits to heaven tend to sell so well. Well, here's what the Bible does tell us. When believers die, they are immediately ushered into the presence of God, even though their body remains dead here on earth. This is affirmed by Jesus when he told the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." It was also affirmed by Paul, who taught, "To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." That's Luke 23:43 and 2 Corinthians 5:8. Secondly, when Jesus returns, the dead will be raised, which means that their bodies will be resurrected. The just will follow into eternal life in body and soul with the Lord in the new heavens and the new earth. The unjust, that is, unbelievers, will also receive resurrection bodies, but they will be sent away from the presence of the Lord to everlasting judgment. For more on this, see 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, among other passages. Third, Jesus says we will neither marry nor be given in marriage at the resurrection in the new heavens and the new earth. We will have bodies, eternal spiritual bodies. Our bodies will never age, get sick, grow tired, or in any way wear out. The best picture we have of this is Jesus after his resurrection. Jesus was able to eat food and be embraced, but he could also pass through walls and quickly travel from one place to another. And Jesus remains in his resurrection body 2,000 years later and is not growing old. Fourth, most importantly for the believer, after the resurrection, we will be completely free from sin. We will have no desire to sin and will instead be with the Lord forever. For the believer, the very definition of eternal paradise is that we will be with Jesus and completely free from sin forever. The Bible may not tell us everything, but it tells us enough to make us hunger and thirst for that day. It tells us enough for us to cry out, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus."